A former deputy mayor and chair of finance at the city of St. John's says the city has to get back to basics. Jerry Colbert also served as chair of the Transportation Commission Metrobus, and he doesn't see the cuts as, in his view, Metrobus is a very well-run organization. The cuts to Metrobus will save $500,000. Colbert speaks with VOCM's Brian Madore about where the city could have avoided that situation.
And they have spent a fair bit of money. You raised a point there on pylons on Elizabeth Avenue. Rollins Cross cost a fair bit. Quite a few of those other projects cost a fair bit of money.
Don't even start. Brian, I'm retired, and I go to the coffee shops. The topics of conversation at the time, it was like everyone at every table was talking about it. The pylon, I could tell you some of the stories. The pylon stories and how pylon got to be another term. What a waste of money was the general feeling right across every coffee shop and place you had a tea. And on top of that, Rollins Cross, every time we wake up, they're doing something with Rollins Cross. You got to wonder sometimes. We shovel around all these small projects. When you start adding them all up, 30,000, 20,000, 50,000, 100,000, I'd like to see that some of that be focused more on our core services. And I'm going to tell you, for me personally, the fire department, the fire hall, would be right at the top with water, sewer, snow clearing, garbage collections, stuff that make a difference to my everyday life that we need as a taxpayer. I need as a taxpayer to be able to know that I'm going to be taken care of. And I don't mind paying my taxes when I know my core services are absolutely taken care of. The peripheral ones, if we can afford it, we should do them. If we can't afford to do bike lanes and bike trails right now, then we got to lay those aside and making sure that our money is focused on those five or six core services. We got to get back to basics, Brian. That's what I say. We got to get back to that basic.